Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Look for you.
Little Stevie Ray bringing us back. I like great Stevie Ray Vaughan, the blues guitar there. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Janet Christie is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, almost 9 years. Now she's the author of a couple of important books, Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned. She's done a lot, spent a lot of time over the years helping women business owners, women entrepreneurs achieve their dreams. Her other book is 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Businesses, leverageanddevelopment.com, right, Janet?
Correct.
So check that out, folks. You find a great website. Janet, thanks again for being here. We're talking about measuring your behavior. Measuring your activity. My friends, in the previous segment, Janet helped us make sure we're not confused about the difference between a tactic, between actions and goals. And we boiled it down to a goal is something you can take to the bank, not something that drives you to the bank. So you got to be able to go in and put the money in business. So that's what a goal is. And that's we were talking about that in general. What about when we're inside our four walls, we're trying to get better, we're trying to grow our business and run it more efficiently, more effectively, and have happy people? How do we measure that?
Well, one thing that worries me about working with small businesses, and I've done this individually working with businesses and then for large organizations like a Department of Transportation, assessing the disadvantaged businesses, and I see that a lot of times they don't measure to see if the project or work that they're doing is actually making them money or if it's making them enough money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of like the ostrich syndrome or putting your eyes over your hands over your eyes, mm-hmm, and plunging forward. It's almost as if they don't want to look at it because, mm-hmm, they're afraid they might be making
money. That's exactly what it is. That's the same reason why they don't go to a seminar where there's someone who might teach them something, or they may not read a book. It's what a friend of mine says. They're not willing to risk what they know for what they might learn.
Well, and since I work with a lot of women business owners, I see one real problem that they have. They will go further a lot of times than they need to go, let me say it this way. They go further than it's profitable to go in pleasing a customer.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not necessarily comfortable with saying, if you want me to do that, it's going to cost more.
That's exactly right.
Right.
That's a real problem. You're right about this. This is something that ladies need to pay attention to. You're the best at customer service, but at some point in time, you have to put a fine point on it, don't you, Janet?
Yes. And you can say, well, you know, I'm trying to keep them happy, so they'll come back to me. Well, do you really want them to come back to you,
right,
if your percentage of profit is 1%, or if sometimes it actually costs you? Yes, you're bringing in money, and you may be paying the bills, but are you paying yourself? So I always recommend, no matter what it is, that you develop a scope of work. Even if you're in retail, there still needs to be a scope of work.
Mm-hmm.
How far will you go to please that customer if that customer is costing you money?
And you're saying measure each customer so you can tell when it's crossing over the line.
Yes. I tell people all the time, your best marketing research is your past customer.
Right. But you're also not saying, If a customer is not as profitable as they should be, you're not saying diminish their service because that's below your standards. You're saying go to the customer and say, look, if in order for me to deliver the service that we require of ourselves, you and I have to do better with the way we do business. It has to be a better deal for me.
Yes, and you can, you know, try to do that initially, or if you add a project, be sure you put, you define the scope of work. Like, you know, I do a lot of work with organizations, that, especially that do workforce or small business development. So in my scope of work, I'll even go so far as to put the number of meetings that I will participate in, the number of site visits that I'll make, or the number of, like a lot of times I do focus groups and interviews and things in the research part of what I do. So I'll, you know, give them a price for a certain number of focus groups, and then if they want me to do more, you know, of course it's going to be additional ones, and then I can give them a discount if they want, you know, mm-hmm. a certain amount. But then they know that it's going to be 15, not that we priced it for 10 and, oh, you know, I know two more people I need to get together, two more groups or something. And then they expect, and if you do it once, they'll expect it again. And that's human nature.
Right, right.
So you have to set the expectations, then you have to live by them so that they're not costing you money, that they're that you're actually making money. And they actually will respect you more.
Mm-hmm. So you have to get to the point where you're, whether it's an employee, whether it's a vendor, whether it's a customer, whatever, your own decisions. Each one needs to have its own sort of operating statement, doesn't it, to show so that you can see where you're going wrong, and so that you're focusing on the things that need to be improved.
Yes, and if you put your hands over your eyes and never measure it, you will never know.
That's exactly right. Ignorance, folks, is not bliss in small business. It's a path to failure. Quick break, Tintail. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with us. We'll be right back with our good friend Janet Christie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.